The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel, Tupper's Plains, Ohio, connecting people to God. Join us now for an anointed message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
We've been talking about unwrapping the gifts. We've been talking about spiritual things, some supernatural spiritual happenings. You know, that's what these nine gifts of the Spirit are all about. It's God intervening in our life when we open the door for Him to do so. And it's really important that we understand that the supernatural is all around us and it's happening all the time. But we need to get in connection. We need to connect with Holy Spirit. We need to connect with the supernatural realm and understand how it works. The only way that we're going to be able to operate in these gifts is if we understand them. Because God does supernaturally just intervene sometimes, but we need to know these tools that God has given us and understand these tools. And sometimes it takes some effort on our part. We have to study. We have to learn. You have to listen to Pastor Rob when I'm teaching on this stuff, right? Amen? Okay. Take some notes. Okay? Write some things down. Think about these things a little bit. Don't just, you know, I hope my sermons are not just tickle your ear kind of stuff. I don't want that. I want you to learn. I want you to get some meat when you come to this place so that you can go home and you can chew on it for a while. You know? Years ago, we had went to church with a family that when we'd come to church Sunday evening, the little girl, if they had meat, she was still chewing her meat from dinner. That seems kind of gross, doesn't it? But she did. She just kept chewing and chewing. You know, she wanted to get the most out of her meat. I want you to get the most out of these sermons. Just, you know, so that you can chew on it a little bit. It's real. It's powerful. And God wants to move. So these gifts of the Spirit are powerful gifts. And as we learn about them, then we can begin to allow them to operate in our lives. I knew a guy that was bullied when he was in school. And this guy, this big nasty bully, would demand his lunch money every day. Well, the kid got tired of that after a while. And this was a big old bully. He couldn't do anything about it. So he decided to take karate classes. So he went to the karate classes. And the first class was grueling. It was hard. It was difficult. They really demanded a lot out of you. But he was determined he was going to stick with it. And he did. He took about three classes. And then the instructor came to him one day and said, you know, you've been coming to these classes, but I do. You're going to have to start paying for them. It's going to cost you $5 every session. The guy threw up his hands and says, "What's the difference?" He gave up karate and went back to paying the bully. Now, isn't that what we do sometimes with the enemy? You know, this Christian life is not an easy thing. When people make it out to be all roses, perfume, and wonderful all the time, they're lying to you. This is a task that we must be committed to. Being born again is the easy part. Hallelujah. It's awesome. God, Jesus made it easy for us. But then we have to walk the walk. We have to talk the talk. We have to do the work. It's all part of this, what God has created in his body. So as we look at these things, we have to begin to understand these spiritual gifts We must understand what it means to walk by faith. We must understand that God has the supernatural going on all around us all the time. All we need to do is get in tune with it. Now, we talked about the revelation gifts. And those revelation gifts are powerful gifts. And we need to get in tune with those revelation gifts. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge. And understand, discerning of spirits. Understand, these things are not, this is not natural wisdom. This is not natural knowledge. We are commanded to the scripture to get both of those things. Many people have natural discernment. They can discern certain things. They can discern people. But we're talking about supernatural gifts here that cause you to have a word of wisdom that you would not have had otherwise to share with somebody. Yes, sir. A word of knowledge that you would have insight into a situation that you could not have. It had to be supernatural. Discerning of the spirits, of evil spirits. And we get way too caught up in the evil part of it. Man, there are a lot more. Do you realize there was only a fourth of the angels that fell with Satan? Two-thirds, you know? Let's think about this. We need to understand a quarter of those things are evil. And we don't even know whether those are evil spirits or not. We don't really know where the evil spirits came from. But we know this, that God has more on his side and on our side than the enemy has on his side. Amen. So we can discern good spirits. We can discern people's motives. And we need that in this day that we live in. But let's get into talking about the power gifts this morning. The power gifts manifest the power of God to enable ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Hallelujah. Power gifts manifest the power of God to enable ordinary people to do extraordinary things. That's us. We get to do extraordinary things in our life. And in this 1 Corinthians chapter 12, let's go there real quick, and I'll share this with you. We'll read it again. Can't read the Word of God too much, can you? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to begin with 8. For one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. This is what the Holy Spirit, the gift is really Holy Spirit. And he distributes these grace gifts to us as he wills, as he desires. Now, are we able to ask for specific gifts? Yes, absolutely. You desire to have specific gifts in your life, you can ask. Your Heavenly Father loves you, and he loves you so much that he wants to grant the desires of your heart. So if you desire a specific gift operating in your life, ask so that he can give, and he will. I believe that. Okay, so let's get started. This morning we're going to begin with faith. Now, in the scripture I find three types of faith that just kind of jump out at me. A measure of faith. Natural faith, now I'll explain that to you, and the gift of faith. Now, as we go into this, the measure of faith is we find in Romans chapter 12, verse 3. I don't have that scripture, but it says, God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. And what Paul is talking about here is a measure or enough faith to receive Christ as your personal Savior. Every person on the face of the earth has been given enough faith to receive Christ. Not all use that faith to receive Christ. But every person has been given enough faith for that. That's a measure of faith. We all have a little measure of faith to begin with. And once you make that commitment to receive Christ as your personal Savior, it opens the door to all kinds of things happening in your life through faith, a faith walk. So a measure of faith is just that little bit of faith that we have. Paul's explaining to the Romans in that particular scripture that, you know, don't think that you're better than anybody else because everybody's been given that measure of faith. And just realize that. So faith is a gift. That faith, measure of faith, is a gift from God. You have it. It's not something you have to exercise. It's there, but you have to use it to receive Christ as your personal Savior. All right. The next one is natural faith. And that's, I want to share with you what I mean by natural faith. Natural faith is the distinctive ability to believe God with confidence based on His Word. Now, I call that natural faith because we have to exercise our belief in the Word of God. The measure of faith was a gift given to you. The gift of faith, as we're going to talk about, is a gift that is imparted. But the natural faith is something that we have to exercise in our life. And it's not based on anything other than our trust in God and His Word. We have to trust His Word. What was Jesus when He walked on the face of the earth? He was the Word of God. John tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And then in verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So the Word of God was living and walking with the disciples. So what were they believing in when they believed in Jesus? The Word of God. That's what we have to believe in and trust in the Word of God. No matter what the circumstance looks like, we have to trust the Word of God. God is always up to something if we can have faith to believe. Now, under the category of natural faith, I find three levels of faith mentioned. Little faith, faith, and great faith. In Matthew chapter 8, Jesus is in the boat with the disciples, and they're going across the sea, and a great storm comes up, and the disciples are afraid. They have fear, and they wake Jesus up and say, do something. They wake the Word. The Word wakes up, and they say, do something. And what does Jesus say to them? He does. He calms the sea. But here's what Jesus says to them in Matthew chapter 8. But He said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Jesus said, oh, you little, He didn't say, you don't have any belief. He said, you have little faith. This is where the body of Christ walks most of the time, little faith. We have faith, of course we do, but we have this little faith that needs to be built up into greater faith. Now, I'm not trying to lay any condemnation on anybody. We run through difficult situations in our life, and we pray, and we believe, and we want to see the power of God released. But we have to walk by faith. We must trust our God. And our faith in the Word of God is where it is. That's where it begins. So, praise God, we have little faith, but we need more than that. In Matthew chapter 21, Jesus is hungry and he curses a fig tree and immediately it withers. And his disciples are amazed by it. And what does he say to them? He said, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, it will be done. Faith. This is the kind of faith that Jesus expected his disciples to walk in. Just a natural faith that puts total faith in the Word of God. This is the kind of faith that we need to have daily. But it also needs to grow. Listen, here's what I want you to understand from this. Healing and miracles, that's all God's responsibility. It's not ours. I can't heal anybody. But our responsibility is to believe the Word of God. That's ours. Trust the Word. Believe the Word. In Matthew chapter 9, two blind men come to Jesus, and Jesus says to them, and he touches their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. Now, he had asked them prior to that, do you believe? And they said, yes. So it was their faith that healed them. Jesus' power, their faith. They received because their faith was in the Word of God. And we know what Romans tells us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, great faith, Jesus used this term a couple of times. But one in particular, there was a woman who came to him, a Canaanite woman. And at both times, they were people outside of the Jewish religion. Canaanite woman and a centurion. But this time, the Canaanite woman comes and says, my daughter is demon-possessed. And she says, you can heal her. I know that you can. And Jesus said to her, woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And your daughter was healed from that very hour. She knew that Jesus didn't even have to be present. The Word has that kind of power. It goes forth. That was great faith. So those are the three levels of faith. Faith does not. Now here's a quote from George Mueller. Faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where men's power ends. It's the power of God when we put our faith in Him. Now, George Mueller, you can read some things about George Mueller. You may agree or disagree with the way he did things, but he was a man of great faith. He believed. He started orphanages in the 1800s in Great Britain, and he believed that God was going to provide everything for him and through prayer. He never asked for one cent, ever. He never published their needs, ever. He always allowed God to meet their needs. And you have to respect the things that he was able to accomplish because he was able to build many orphanages. He ministered over the course of his life to over 9,000 orphans. This amount of money came into him through prayer, over $7 million. During his lifetime. And he never asked for a penny. But I can tell you this. George Mueller lived a difficult life. Of faith. It's not a life for everybody. But I can tell you that when you trust God, He will meet your need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. That's why it's so important that we hear and we understand and we accept the power of God that is readily available to God's people. We may have little faith, but we can walk in the faith by increasing our faith by believing in the Word of God. Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, if you plant that faith, you'll say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and it'll be done for you. Powerful faith in the Word of God. That's what we have to trust in. Now, let's talk about the gift of faith. Because I think we sometimes get confused about the gift of faith. And the gift of miracles. And the gift of healing. The gift of faith is a supernatural impartation that allows the person or persons to trust and not doubt with reference to the specific matters involved. It's a supernatural impartation by the Holy Spirit. This is a unique form of faith that goes beyond saving faith and natural faith. It goes beyond anything that we can stir up or believe in. It's supernatural, and it's imparted, according to the Word of God I read to you this morning, it's imparted as Holy Spirit desires and wills. It's not in operation all the time. I know I hear people go around and say, I have the gift of faith, I have the gift of healing, I have the gift of miracles, and that's very possible that that gift is manifest in your life more often than it is in other people's life, but you're not going to walk in that gift all the time. It's a supernatural impartation that happens as Holy Spirit wills it to happen. And yes, our faith has something to do with it. There is no doubt about it. This kind of faith is imparted by the Holy Spirit to supernaturally know and not doubt that God has taken care of the situation. Listen. The gift of faith, the gift of miracles, the gift of healing, they all operate so kind of simultaneously. It's hard sometimes to distinguish between which one is really in operation. Because you can have a gift of faith and somebody will be healed. You have the gift of healing and people will be healed. You can have the gift of miracles working and a person can receive a healing and a deliverance. These things are, when they operate, it's not important. How many care whether you're operating in the gift of faith, healing, or miracles? You don't, do you? If somebody's healed, we don't care. If someone's delivered, I don't care what it is. Now, I'm trying to teach you this so that you'll have a better understanding of the operation of these gifts. But let it happen. I don't care. Amen. Praise the Lord. Here's the thing, that when these things happen, when the gift of faith happens, you just know in your knower, you know what I'm talking about, that it's going to happen. You don't have any doubt. And that's supernatural. Because from a human standpoint, as much as we put our trust in the Word of God, there's still always that little bit of doubt that tries to rise up inside of us when we're putting our trust in God's Word. It tries to come up. That's why we have to say, no, enemy, I'm not going to believe what you say. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord in Jesus' name. George Mueller also said this, the beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety. Woo! We need to get a hold of that, don't we? The end of anxiety is when faith moves in. All right, the gift of healing, which is, you know, it's a lot like the gift of faith. Supernatural impartation of healing by the Spirit, not based on an individual's faith. It's not based on your faith in the Word of God. It's a supernatural impartation that comes upon you. And when it happens, do not hold back. It's for you and it's for other people. It's a supernatural gift that will bring supernatural power into the body of Christ and release people from whatever bondage that they've been in. In Acts chapter 3, I think we see an example of this. Peter and John are on their way to the temple to pray, not too long after the day of Pentecost, but they're on their way to pray. And they're coming up to the temple, and it says that they're going to this particular gate. It's probably the beautiful gate. It was the gate where women and Gentiles were allowed to enter into the outer court. But the lame and anybody with a physical problem was not allowed to go in there. So it was an ideal piece of real estate for the beggars, lame, those who had problems, physical problems, to set up and beg. Now, the other thing about this is that the reason it was an ideal place is because the wealthy people, when they entered in there, guess what? They wanted everybody to see how generous they were because the law required them to take care of those who were infirm. So it was a great place for a beggar to be because wealthy people were entering and coming and going. And when they came, they wanted people to know how blessed they were, how wealthy they were, and how generous they were. But when Peter and John come along, he's begging for alms. And Peter said, I don't have any money to give you, but I'll tell you what I do have, I'll give. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. Now, what I want you to see is it had nothing to do with this guy's faith. This was a supernatural gift imparted by Holy Spirit. Now, you could say it was Peter and John's faith. Well, maybe. But, you know, the way it happened, it just, boom, they spoke the word. Rise up and walk. I don't have any money, but I'm going to give you this thing that you need more than money. Healing in the name of Jesus. That's the way this gift works. The gift of healing. The last one that I want to share with you is the working of miracles. It's the manifestation of power beyond the ordinary course of natural law. It is a divine enablement to do something that could not be done naturally, like Jesus walking on water, rebuking the storm. And it's a power that is available to God's people. The word, the Greek here, word here, is the same word that's used in Acts when he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. It's dunamis power. It's dynamite power. It's the kind of power that is explosive in the lives of God's people. And when it comes upon you, you feel like you're going to explode. The miracle-working power of God. Miracles are a part of what God wants to happen today in His church for His people. Miracles, healing, faith are all the manifestation of Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to seek after these things. We need to ask God to impart these into our life. We need to see more of that happening here. But more than that, we need to trust God's word and believe that He is true. And what He says to us is good and right and real. When the working of miracles is in operation, a person or persons have the capacity to produce a supernatural result by the power of Holy Spirit. And it's important. We need to understand this power is from the Holy Spirit. It's not from some untapped resource locked inside of human beings. Now, I know that you hear that stuff all over, the New Age mumbo jumbo. It comes in all kinds of spirituality. You know, there are actors that stand and promote these things based on the different religions and movements that they're involved with. Tom Cruise, Shirley MacLaine, J.C. Knight, even Oprah Winfrey espouses a New Age Christianity. Now, it may make some of you angry about Oprah, but it's true. Listen to what she says. I watched her one day ridicule a born-again Christian for saying Jesus is the only way. She and the whole audience was against that one believer who stood up and said, Jesus is the only way. Now, I'm not picking on her. She's not the only one. I just want you to know there's a lot of nonsense out there. Jesus is the only way. Read your Bible. He said it himself. I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. He said, I'm the gate, I'm the door. He said all kinds of things about himself that he was and is the only way. Each one of these people that I mentioned tell you that you have unlimited potential inside of you. Well, I'll tell you what. Unless you have the Holy Spirit in you, you do not. You're limited as a human being. But if you have a Holy Spirit in you, your potential is incredible and unlimited. Your power is available to be brought forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Because Holy Spirit is powerful. I want to tell you this. Each one of these people will tell you that you're a God. I'm not a God. But I have the great God in me. Amen. King of kings and Lord of lords living inside of me. And I have opportunity always to do his work. Now, as I told you, these things that I just talked about this morning, they all operate much in the same way. So it's really difficult at times to discern what's going on. But I want to tell you, I want to wrap up this morning by telling you a story. A modern day miracle healing faith, supernatural faith impartation. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what to call it, but you can determine that as I share this story with you. Let me make sure I get the right thing here. So I want to get all the details to this story to you. A few years ago, a young woman by the name of Marlene Klepsy was a spastic quadriplegic. And she was pretty much dependent on other people to provide for everything, all of her needs. She had to have help. Whatever she was doing, she had to have help. Getting in and out of bed, going anyplace. She was in terrible condition. And then one night, God showed her a vision that he was going to heal her. Now, she tried to explain this to people, and she had a hard time communicating. And, you know, when they did understand her, they just didn't believe her. But God told her that certain things. And let me read to you so that we don't miss anything that she said. God showed me the inside of a church. The church had light-colored woodwork. The doorknob was a triangular glass-colored doorknob. And then in the vision, it showed me in a rust-colored stretcher and people gathered around praying for me. There was a man in pinstripe suit. Then God showed me a picture of myself out riding a bike on a beautiful green grass. And it said, March 29th. In great big bold letters. That was 3 weeks away when she saw this. It was getting close. The time passed by and nothing happened. She didn't know any churches in the area. She was in a hospital. She didn't know what to do. On March the 28th, the day before the date that God had given her the vision, she was getting worse. She wasn't far from dying. But she still knew no churches in the area. She pleaded with God. And she believed he told her, of all things, to have the nurse look up the Yellow Pages under churches. So her ability to communicate was not very good, so she just kept trying to communicate with this nurse. Finally, the nurse realized what was going on. What she was saying. She wanted the Yellow Pages. So the nurse went and got the Yellow Pages and brought the Yellow Pages to her. And she opened the Yellow Pages and she said it was like this particular church, the number and the name of the church was just glowing off the pages. It was Open Door Bible Church. Scott Emerson was the pastor and his name and number was there. Now, here's what the pastor said about the situation. My wife honestly thought the person calling was drunk because the speech was so slurred. As Pastor Scott Emerson of New Life Bible Church said, my wife had handed me the phone, and it was very difficult to understand Marlene. She started asking me lots of questions about what the church believed. She asked about healing. Did we believe in healing? Did we pray for the sick? Have we ever seen a miracle? I answered several minutes worth of questions. And she asked, okay, you're the one. You can now come see me. I thought to myself, I can come see you? Thank you. So as a skeptic, Emerson answered this call, and he wasn't sure what was going on exactly, just based on what she had told him. He went to the hospital, and when he walked in, that day he had chosen his pinstripe suit to wear, which is part of what Marlene saw in her vision. Then Marlene told him that she had seen the church in a vision and she needed to go to the church and have people pray for her there. Emerson took her to the church. She had to be strapped in because her body was jerking so violently. The people came up front. This is a group of people who believe in prayer and they believe in the Word of God. But what I want you to understand, what took place that day was a supernatural impartation of faith, healing, miracle, whatever you want to call it. But it was supernatural because as the people began to pray for her, she rose up off that stretcher. She started walking. Then she started running. And then she was completely and totally healed in Jesus' name. That doesn't happen often. We know that. That kind of impartation. If we wait around for that kind of impartation to happen for our healings, we're going to have few healings. We'll have some, but there'll be long periods of time in between. And I thank God for that kind of stuff. But I also know that God's word is true. This morning, we prayed in faith believing for many people who came forward. We prayed in faith believing for Susie, as we've all been doing. It wasn't the first time we prayed for her. But there was something different this morning when we prayed. There was some supernatural power. Linda said she saw the river of healing come flowing through. Something was happening. Thank God for his supernatural gifts that are in operation. But we have to get a hold of them. healings like that, like I just described, they can happen. And I praise God for it. I want it to happen. I want the gift of faith and healing and miracles to be loosed in this place. But most important, I want us to stand and believe the word of God. Whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Stand with me. I thank God for a church full of people who believe that you do trust the word of God. You stand on God's word. And you recognize that we do have to exercise faith. And we're going to trust our living God.
Thank you, Lord.
The enemy is a liar.
Yeah.
He's a thief. He's come to steal, kill, and destroy. But we know this for sure. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your impartation in the name of Jesus Christ, for your power being released in the lives of your people. Today, Father God, we claim your word in our lives, and we thank you that the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, the gift of faith is available to your people, and we loose it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help us always to recognize that you are in control, and that we must stand and believe and trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Have an awesome day.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber. I hope you've been blessed by this message, because our desire is to connect you to God and His kingdom with anointed messages. If you have enjoyed this podcast and would like more information about our ministry, please visit our website at bethelchurch.community. And remember, love never fails.